The final votes in favor of legislative redistricting were overwhelming, 35-2 in the Kentucky Senate and 79-18 in the House. Most of the debate occurred as the full Senate took its first vote on the bill. Senate President Robert Stiver says the impact of these new district boundaries will be seen across the Commonwealth.
When you move 5,000 people in Fayette County, it will ripple all the way down to Pulaski County.
Legislator redistricting is done every 10 years and in Kentucky is often a very partisan process. In the Senate this year, Democratic Minority Leader R.J. Palmer claims that wasn't the case. Palmer remembers when President Stivers, who's a Republican, first approached him about redistricting.
I want you to draw a map. I don't want to know what it is, as he stated. I want you to work with members of my staff and your own staff and produce a map. After I stood back up from shock, I said, I'll be glad to do it. I appreciate the opportunity.
Without much fanfare, the bill returned to the House and won final approval. The General Assembly's first attempt at redistricting was overthrown by the state Supreme Court, but this time, House Speaker Greg Stumbo doesn't anticipate any trouble.
We've done all we can do. If a federal court finds a legitimate legal reason to do so, it'll be one that we don't know about.
Governor Beshear had signed the bill into law before midday with no ceremony. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.